Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Audrey.
Hi, Audrey. Audrey Griffin. How are you?
How are you?
I am wonderful and blessed. And you?
I'm doing great. No complaints here.
Well, I'm so glad that you've tuned in to Blog Talk Radio, Hear No Evil segment. And the reason that we ask that you appear on the show today is because you are the author of a new book, and we'd like you to tell our listeners a little bit about the book, about yourself, and what made you write the book.
Oh, goodness. Well, the book is basically, I talk about everything. I talk about everything from marriage to in-laws to, you know, dealing with kids, because I had, you know, four kids that they were all under 6 years old at one point. And so trying to balance it all as, you know, women trying to be super women and, you know, basically letting go of that cape. And when you do that, you know, realizing all the things you can actually, you know, do. So the book goes through, you know, whether it was deliveries or whether it's taking care of yourself, all of that stuff that we need to do in order to be the best that we can be for our families.
And when did you first get the idea to do this type of book?
Oh, I was on a phone call with a girlfriend of mine, which I go into pretty, a lot of detail in the beginning of my book about that phone call, because I went down a whole list of all these things that I was doing, and my husband travels a lot, and with him traveling so much, I realized that I took on a lot more, you know, than I could probably handle.
And the home with the kids and
yeah.
the household and the bills.
Yeah, and I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Slow down here. And it was just kind of like a reality check when I actually heard, you know, out loud what I was doing. And I said, you know, this is it. I'm done. Like, you know.
Okay, so you say you want, well, tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm a mother of four kids, and my oldest is now 12, going on 13. She'll be 13 in a few weeks, and mm-hmm. a 9-year-old will be 10 next month, and I have an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old.
So it's like a stair step.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. And they keep me very busy, and we travel back and forth because my husband, he used to be a professional athlete. Now he's a coach, and so we travel back and forth right now between New York and Milwaukee, and it's a lot. So
yeah, you sound a little overwhelmed.
It can be overwhelming at times, and sometimes you just have to, you know, take moments for yourself to just kind of relax, and that's what I do in my spare time. I love to write, and that relaxes me. So.
And so this is your first attempt at being an author?
To be published, yeah.
And how has that been working, you know, actually getting the publishing and promotions and touring? How's that happening for you?
Well, I self-published, so I have learned pretty much a lot along the way. And, you know, this is my first go-round, and I had an awesome editor who is Asha Bendeli, and, you know, she's written very, you know, a couple of successful novels. So it's been quite a journey.
So how do you balance being an author, a mom, and an author and mom, a wife,
mm-hmm.
and a person?
Oh gosh, I would say I plan a lot of my things. I plan a lot of my days. I have a schedule that, you know, my family, we are set, we go by, and, you know, obviously every day is not that way, but, you know, as long as I have a guideline of what I need to do,
mm-hmm.
you know, that keeps me, you know, focused on, you know, my priorities. And, you know, as long as you keep your priorities in order, everything else pretty much falls into place. And with us, I know it's God first, then family, and everything else is, you know, secondary, so...
That is such great advice. I see we have another caller calling in. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Tiffany McLean.
Hi, is this another author?
Yes.
This is an author's night for us because, you know, Tiffany McLean is also an author, Audrey. And introduce yourself, Tiff. Tiff, this is Audrey. Audrey, this is Tiff. And Audrey is explaining her book, her lifestyle, and balancing her her lifestyle. This is her first attempt at being a self-publisher, and she's also balancing being a mom and just dealing with the activities of daily life. And she has a book out, Taking Off My Cape. And where can your books be purchased, Audrey?
The Day I Took Off My Cape can be purchased online either at my website at audreygriffin.com
mm-hmm.
or you can get it at amazon.com or barnesandnoble.com, and hopefully coming to a couple of local bookstores soon. So.
Well, we all have
mm-hmm.
to think positive because I know that route. I've taken on that task, and now I have 5 out, and it's crazy because I did them in less than 6 months.
Wow.
And that's only because I was in 2 car accidents last year, and I was bored out of my mind, and I had so much that I wanted to do, and a lot of this stuff had been written already. I just needed to get the right formula together. So it is a lot of work, and I don't have four kids, but I have twins.
Hey, twins, that's a job in itself.
And they're teens. So, and Tiffany is attempting to be a first-time author.
Oh, and I have seven kids.
And you have seven?
Wow.
Yes.
Well, Tiffany, Tiffany, I met her on Facebook, Audrey, and she has been one of my most diligent contributors, and she promotes a lot of authors, and she's like on a mission to have authors network with each other.
Okay.
And it's amazing. And now you're telling me you have seven kids? Unbelievable.
Yes.
How old are your kids?
19, 18, 16, 12, 8, 7, and 4. Did I say somebody? I don't think I've got
anybody. Oh, my God. You need to get Audrey's book.
Yeah. I mean, talk about that's some serious time management.
Yeah, but, you know, when you have kids, it starts from birth, so whatever you teach them when they're young and
mm-hmm.
you instill it in them, it carries over. So, you know, they're on the honor roll. They play instruments. They're artistic. Some draw. Some play instruments. They do all kinds of stuff. So, you know, they're really good kids.
Tiffany, your picture on Facebook, I would never, ever think that you had seven kids, and especially a 19-year-old.
Right.
That's amazing to me. I mean, my twins are 17, and... Well, I had them late. I had them when I was 32. I just can't imagine having. I don't know what to say. I must take off my hat to both of you ladies for being able to take the time out to write. Like, when do you get your downtime to even sit down to write?
Well, I take, like, I'm at work now. I'm on a break from work right now. But when I get home from work, the kids are asleep. I get on the computer. I do my thing. When they go to school, it's just my 4-year-old and I, so as long as we got Dora to explore a SpongeBob or something, he's good, and then I do my thing. I spend time with him and the kids, and we balance it out. But, you know, in our family, everything is a unit. We're a unit. So they know that writing's my passion. So, you know, they help me out in those areas.
That's wonderful. And, Tiffany, where are you calling from?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. And Audra, are you in New York or are you in Milwaukee?
I'm in New York.
Oh, great. Good, good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in New York also. Now, well, we have a hot topic tonight, and it's the topic is about married people and have you ever dated someone that was married. Like many politicians in the media today, you know, regular people tend to sleep around. Is this a major reason why there are so many divorce cases here in America? The TV show Big Love promotes a man living as a polygamist. Would this lifestyle be acceptable to you? I mean, let me know your thoughts. I know you both are great moms and great writers, but a lot of people have been asking me to cover this topic, and I'm like, why is so many people sleeping around and they're married? I mean, Audrey, I understand you said your husband's a former NBA
mm-hmm.
player, Adrian Griffin,
mm-hmm.
and how is that being an NBA wife?
Well, with stuff like that, I don't entertain. I don't condone it by any means.
That's right.
It is, I mean, just because you're of a certain status, that doesn't give you, you know, a different book to go by,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I think that, you know, I don't condone it. I think just in America in general, we're getting further and further away from, you know, our beginnings of, you know, being or why we were so blessed, because I mean it says it right on our dollar bill. We completely ignore that. In God we trust. That's where we started. That was the foundation, and people are getting so, I mean, you know, it's getting a lot further away from that. So, you know, you're getting things that are more acceptable now, like, you know, whether it's, you know, having multiple wives. I mean, I know I'm not sharing my husband with anyone.
Exactly. And when I saw that show,
I don't care how many people decide to do
I saw that show, Big Love, and then recently I saw Monique being interviewed on the Barbara Walters show, and the
right.
topic came up, and she said they had an open relationship, meaning, in other words, that if something happened where she found out that her husband had multiple outside relationships, it was not a deal breaker. I found that too hard to believe. I just, it's like, what type of self-esteem issues do you have where you would allow something like that? I don't know. Tiffany, what's your thoughts on that?
You know what? I have to go back to work. I'm going to try to call back in, but I will write about it tonight on Facebook. You can
okay.
go to Tiffany A. McLean on Facebook, and
mm-hmm.
it's called Real 100.
Mm-hmm.
And I will talk about the topic, because I have a lot to say. As you know, I always have a lot to say.
Thank you so much, Tiffany, for even attempting to call, because I know it was so hard for you to call in, and thank you so much for promoting, you know, the show on your site, and for purchasing my books, and enjoy them.
Oh, yes, and everybody needs to get Darlene's book, because, you know, anything that you want to know about anything in entertainment, you can find it. You can go on lulu.com and get her book like I did. Thank you.
Thank you, Tiffany. We have another caller on the air.
Hello?
Hi, you're on with Darlene Lewis and the author, Audrey Griffin. Hello?
Hi there. This is Tina Boykin.
Hi. Oh, my God. This is the Night of Women. Hi, Tina Boykin. Tina Boykin is a filmmaker, Audrey.
Okay. How are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Tina, thank
good.
You for calling in. I understand you have some good, interesting info, and I was just talking to Audrey, who is a author, and she was just talking about balancing her lifestyle. I mean, she has four children, she says. She's a former NBA wife who is now a coach, and she's doing everything in her power to balance her life, and right now she has a book out, and what's the name of it again, Audrey?
The Day I Took Off My Cape.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like
and I mean, I love the cover design, and it is so, like, okay, superwoman slash, you know, like, super mom.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
And I just love the fact that you know, you realize, you know, very early on that, hey, I'm a human being first, I'm human, and I will make mistakes, but at the same time I have to breathe. And that's basically what I get just from the theme of the book.
Right. It came from, you know, as women sometimes we say yes to a lot of things and over, you know, do ourselves. And I got burnt out. I did. I got burnt out.
I can definitely relate to that.
I, you know, it got to the point where, you know, it affected my health. It affected how I was dealing with my family. It affected my relationship with my husband. It affected, you know, my kids and how I was responding to them. And it wasn't a good thing, you know. I mean, they're not too far off when they say when mommy ain't happy, the whole house ain't happy. So, you know, it got to the point where it's like either I'm going to get this together or, you know, this ship is about to sink. So I had to pretty much, you know.
So this book is not only talking about you, but I see this book as being a self-help for overwhelmed people, especially females
that
are burnt out.
Yes,
because you can be an overworked person in the corporate world.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily have to be. I mean, like you said, you have four. I don't. First of all, having four kids alone and having time to write anything, let alone, I mean, your name. For you to be able to sit down and say, I'm going to write a book, and not only am I going to write a book, but I'm going to help others along the way, because this is definitely something that women need, because there's so many news articles and news reports stating that women are getting stressed out, they're having heart attacks.
Mm-hmm.
They're overwhelmed.
And ignoring the signs and the symptoms and everything that goes along with it, because we're trying to be all and do all for everyone else, and we need
but
to take care of ourselves.
We're expected, sure, but we also are expected to be the rock,
right?
You know, who everyone comes to, you know,
yeah.
So that in itself, you know, I only have one child, but I have a grandchild, and
mm-hmm.
I became a new mother again, you know.
Right.
And not only that, you're a filmmaker, and now you're managing her daughter. Her daughter is a recording artist.
Yes, I'm a momager, the new term.
Oh, okay.
You.
So,
who's your daughter?
My daughter is Miss Cash.
Okay.
And she's an upcoming rap artist. Basically, she does underground right now, but she has a mixtape out. And by me being a filmmaker, I'm also working on a documentary on rap music, on underground rap. And it's called Word Warriors, and she's featured in there, and her music video, which is... the title song of the mixtape album is called Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're from Harlem, so, you know, we pretty much push that. But in any event, she's featured a great deal in that documentary. But it deals with a lot of other artists and their challenges and struggles as well, and we have quite a few women in it also. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to premiere in May down at the Poetry... what is it called? I'm sorry, the Bowery Poetry Club in the Village.
And also,
and,
you can have it on this show and on Hot 97 tonight.
Yes. Yeah, well, Hot 97, they played some of it last week because DJ who hosted the mixtape, she was on last week. So look out for it because it's going to be on Hot 97 again. You know, I
okay.
believe it's either next Thursday or the following Thursday.
So now,
yeah, so
Audrey, where are you going to do any book tours anytime soon?
That's in the works right now. In the middle of kind of switching some things around on the business side.
Okay.
And but yes, definitely looking to get some book tours going and some signings, and hopefully in the near future.
Now, is your book, are you going to try and get your book anywhere, like in a human bookstore and in those
places? I was about
to
say that.
Yes, I am looking to get it in the bookstore. That would be obviously something really great because, you know, it is the biggest African-American bookstore.
In New York.
Yeah.
And they have Sister's Place also. I heard I was referred to someone called Sister's Place. I'm thinking about doing an interactive book, promo downtown at the Revolutionary Store. I may take them up on their offer, and it's like a bookstore that promotes socialism, and I'm not a socialist, so I was like holding back on it. But they are willing to let me do an interactive book signing thing due to the fact that a lot of us, our books are just available online.
Right.
And so I'm setting it up where I'm going to have, like, me and a few other authors, you know, come in, and people are going to have to, you know, order, you know, meet the author, take the orders right then and there on the scene, and do it like that. And at this, and how it would work is that I'm just going to televise it,
mm-hmm.
and have people like buy the book right there, and then that would be such a great thing. It's like a hands-on thing, and it's not done because most of the time when you do these book tours, the bookstores want you to guarantee 20-25 you know, people that will come and purchase books, blah blah blah. Like most of these major bookstores, or they'll stock your books for you.
Right.
Like if you have like a major major publishing. But when you're a self-publisher, it's like you have to like really, really come up with a gimmick. So that was my gimmick that I'm going to do. I'm starting small, and then I'm going to work my way up to human.
Okay.
You're an excellent writer.
I have 5 books, I got that 2 DVDs out. So, you know, everything I do has to be like at one time because I don't see how you're going to be able to do the tours with one book. Let me tell you, I tried the book tour thing.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you are touring with like a book, an author that is already established, it is so much work.
Wow.
It is so much work, meeting deadlines, getting to this place, making, you know, it's just a lot of traveling, and it's just too much. If you have other things going on in your life, you
right.
need to take off your cape to do that.
Right.
So that's going to be my new saying, okay?
I like
I'm
that,
just,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you could go to my blog, too. It's Remove Your Cape.
Okay, Remove Your
yep,
Cape.
Yeah, Remove
okay.
Your Cape, and it's at AudreyGriffin.com. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have the book featured on our blog talk page, mm-hmm. and so when people call in, you know, to the show or whatever, people listen online. A lot of people are too afraid to come on the air with me, but they listen online, and, you know, they click the arrow, and they see the book. So you will see your book posted up on my
okay,
page.
Yeah, I see it. Mm-hmm.
You did? Oh,
mm-hmm.
great. Oh,
yeah.
good. All right.
Hey,
well,
do you
I'm
have
fine.
Archives for your shows?
My shows are also archived.
Okay, great.
Yeah, they're archived. They archived them, and I haven't done any repeats yet. But hey, it's been great talking to both of you. I gotta let the music play, but
Thank
it was great
you.
Talking to both of you. I'm gonna play Harlem Song.
Oh, great.
It's programmed in. And, Audrey, thank you so much for calling in. Tina, I wish
no
you the
problem.
Best with everything. And please feel free to call in every Thursday at 6:30, between 6:30 and 7:30. We're on the same time, same bat station, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
ladies.
Thank you. I love that title.
thank you.
Okay.
I can look in your eyes and see that I'm hated. And you waited, prayed I wouldn't make it. But now I'm a rider, a survivor, a provider. I'm always shiner, but I'm from Harlem. Home of the gangsters, home of the thugs, home of the hustlers, home of the ghetto, home of the streets, home of the place where they've had that heat. Hustle all night and they sleep all day. Stay flying, duck your pops all day. If you pop guns or you pop rosé, if a dope boy, you make minimum wage. Only one rule, that's to get paid. Only one rule, that's to get paid. I'm from Harlem, 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 from Harlem.
Street fight, block party, shootout, cookout. Harlem is the home of the ballers and the lookout. Name change, big brain, big things, clear aim. Be the reason why people go and buy big chains. No Jacob Javits car show, but we got our own car show. Big stacks that come through and fly slow. We got the when you know we sell it real low. Get the crack, get the gas, smack that bitch, get it at. She get the yayo and go poop some crack. Stop acting like we saw, keep frontin' and we poppin' motherfuckers dead door. Lincoln Dash, Go Gang, Rolling Hill, Manhattan Ave, UN, PO, PG, ESCO, Graham, 8, MH, Nicky Bonds, Big Lot, Head Ice, Langston Hughes, Alicia Keys, Billie Holiday, Lena Horne, Khalees, and Ryan Leslie.
Well, that was Miss Cass, and she's from Harlem. And I want to thank her mominger, Tina Boykin, for calling in to giving us the exclusive Harlem song. I also want to thank my authors, Tiffany McLean and Miss Audrey Griffin. The Day I Took Off My Cape, please get that at audreygriffin.com. Speaking of Harlem, we have another artist who is from Harlem. He goes by the name of Bone Rock. He's down with that Mob Style crew and that E-Spot crew. You know the crew that did Paid in Full from Beats to Blow? Bone Rock.
Great, you talking about $1 million cash.
Right. In just 4 months. Look, we're going to take that $300,000. We're going to buy 30 keys of coke, man. The best shit in town. Rocks and lumps as big as marbles. No cut. And with the family we got set up now, we can deal 30 keys in 4 months. And then we're off the street for the rest of our lives with $1 million in cash, man.
Based on a true story. I was in the game. Mad coke, fast cars, guns up the ass. The niggas who had hearts to blast. Living life. Gambling stacks, shooting dice. I remember, of course, I used to stash dope and write. Times changed. Now I'm into different things. Writing rhymes, enjoying the money that it brings. Still packing, smoking 20 sacks and missing the action. Sometimes I feel like dancing again. Flipping 5 keys and then be ghost. But I know the feds watching. I know the feds watching. I feel like bugging. My niggas got knocked. I can't trust nobody else on the block. But I can't shut down shop. Got to manipulate with these ducats. Jealousy lurks, but fuck it. 600 rolls, tinted up, figure me out. Flooded with movies like a rich sheik. Playing for keeps, banging niggas like some Harlem freaks. You thought you knew me, plans to do me, blew up in your face. Conspiracy, caught a body with no case. My world shaped bones like 3 dice. Sneaky as a heist, rebel against niggas for the slug's life. Pure to the game, no information, no names. Loyalty, nigga, get the keys to the fucking range. Work to hold money, want to give it all to you, sonny. A big nigga, but you sexual, playing a deadly game. Long lines of cocaine, a dope connect. A $500,000 in Western Union check. Sitting on snow, lady sucking me like a bobo. Living with chances, understanding that I could bleed too. Nobody's invulnerable, I hold weight like a triple beam. Not full steam for this crooked cream and crazy dreams. To redeem gold and platinum by telling my niggas what's happening. Drug related and grams is how I elevated. And fascinated by
Colombians on the coke from I was in the game. Mad coke, fast cars, guns up the ass, and niggas who had hearts to blast. Living life, gambling stacks, shooting dice. I remember, cause I used to stash dope and write. Times changed, now I'm into different things. Writing rhymes, enjoying the money that it brings. Still packing, smoking 20 sacks and missing the action. Sometimes I feel like dancing again. Flipping 5 keys and then be ghost, but I know the feds watching. I know the feds watching. Rest in peace to all the boss players that was found under the Himalayas. I guess cause they run was over, time was up. He softened up, I seen it all. Seeds grow when trees fall. I don't start playing ball with professionals. Making wise guys vegetables. Surviving off drugs and rubber gloves. My cup was the same. Hanging out large from the fucking plane. I was in the game. Mules carrying cocaine. My man's on life support. Got caught. Wants me to pull a plug. Still going bad. Found him laying them hell apart. These streets is real. Niggas slinging drugs to eat a meal. Cops toss cause they say I'm connected to the sauce. Pulled my coat. Told me to tell a man he wants some grams. And 2 tickets to a foreign land with white sand. Complimented my clothes and left me froze. As he walked, he turned and said, bye-bye, black boy. Exposed his gas. Jumped in a Caprice heading east. The game is real. Addicts kill niggas through his grams. Watch the body count while hoodies spray the earth. And outlaws take over turf. I was in the game. Mad coke, fast cars. Guns up the ass of niggas who had hearts to blast. Living life. Gambling stacks, shooting dice. I remember, of course, I used to stash dope and write. Times change. Now I'm into different things. Writing rhymes, enjoying the money that it brings. Still packing, smoking 20 sacks and missing the action. Sometimes I feel like dancing again. Flipping 5 keys and then be ghost. But I know the feds watching. I know the feds watching.
Thank you. cause I'm a good
baby.
Till it's criminal, all in the physical. Currently, currency bagging it with the urgency. And with the word game, still nice like courtesy. Spend a minute, time is money. Make it well worth the wait. Spend a minute, I mixed all the hoopla and melee. And the OG called to my nigga K Slate. I hereby solemnly swear to take it with. Got some brave motherfuckers if you follow me there. First of all, A&R's obsolete. We got this cocksucker, let it pop in the street. Make a banger, that's a guarantee, hard as hell. Keep a buzz like a shop full of barber clippers. Got my mind and my clothes like sharper scissors. And the car turn heads while they call the whippers. And the killer, you're a shooter. Got a cool sharp shooter that'll make it totally impossible to hit us. Work City, Immortal DJ, Stevie Steve. I've been killing the drummer's beat since Marcy Center. Backbiters can't brawl to Witcher. Or even waste time throwing darts at the car to pitcher. Violin about the size of the tube. The code out until my wrist goes sick. You know what? In the Nico, full of my people. Make it big as hard liquor. This week's the sequel, man. The sum of it all, there will be no equal. Woo! Sit right here. No mama, we in VIP, sit right here. Kings County got the bottles full. Get right here. See the whole squad style on haters. Fresh cut, 7 man, well spoken with mile on paper. Six dizzy when they see these stars. Some of them coming in with a man, wanna leave with guards. Top guards in my face, caressing, stressing. Her room is about to 3-on-1, but she wants some. Shorty is a winner. A few drinks in her with her hands ran up. Made a nigga stand up. Just the right touch, I could really give a fuck. Kings County, motherfucker.
Woo! That was a whole. Loving Me, some Kings County Drummer by Jazzo. Before that, you heard Bounce, and you heard Bone Rock, and you heard Miss Cash. I think we have another caller on the air. You're on with Blog Talk Radio. Hello.
Oh, hi.
You're on the air. Who am I speaking with?
Is it me? I'm still holding Tina Boykin.
Oh, you're still on the air. Oh, my God.
I wanted to thank you.
Oh, thank you. Wow, you're lucky to be able to get through that without getting a busy signal. Unbelief. It was meant for me to speak to you. Well, you know, our topic for the evening, being that I got you on here, was have you ever dated someone that was married, or what do you feel about people that date married people?
Well, I haven't dated anyone that's married because I always felt that if you date someone that's married, especially if you intend on having a relationship with them, if they do get divorced in that case, which I don't think it would be, but if they cheated on their wife, they would cheat on you. So that's been my motto with that.
Exactly. Now, why do you think some people tend to date married people?
I think that they're probably afraid of real commitment because if they weren't, you know, they would probably seek out someone who's, you know, available. And with a married man, he's not available. So it's kind of safe. I think that it's safe to date a married man if that's where your mind frame is at.
Now, what if it's a married woman that men are dating?
Well, probably the same thing. But a lot of times those end, you know, kind of bad if they end at all, you know, because people's emotions get involved, you know, and they cause problems. People's houses or stalking them. You know, there's so many different challenges that you have when you get involved with someone that's married who's committed to someone else already.
Wow. Now, you know, you were the first person to make that statement stating that people that date people that are married have commitment issues themselves. Now, a lot of people have called in and left their own opinions, but yours was the first one speaking about commitment issues. I want to thank you, and we're going to go back to the music and enjoy, and I'll talk
all
to
right.
you in the future.
You're doing great. I love the show.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Joy comes in the morning.
Better than him, and if I was sane, there'd be no competition. But I'm in love with someone else, and I'm so sorry. Hey, I'm in love with another man, and I know it ain't right. Hey, you should go and find someone else who can treat you right, give you the world, someone who understands the man you are. 'Cause baby, you shine so bright, and I would just dim your star. A girl who treats you like you treat them. Boy, I know there's plenty of women who would love to have a man like you. But I'm in love with someone else. I'm so sorry, baby. Hey, I know I ain't right. No, 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 no. But what I did to you, baby. Baby, I just don't want to, 'cause he ain't no doctor, nah. And we always seem to fight. He got the perfect body, and sometimes he don't even treat me right. Oh, but when I'm with him, but when I'm with him,
taking it and slowing it down a pace. First we started out with the hip hop, then we had to move it on up with the theme of the evening, and the topic is about dating someone that's married, but then we want to bring it back to the family, to the unity, to the morals, and remember, put God first and all other things will fall into place. I'm Darlene Lewis, and you're listening to Hear No Evil on the Blog Talk Radio. Call us every Thursday at 6:30, 347-989-0761.
baby, since I've got you, my life is
Wow, what a lovely evening I've had with you. Thank you for tuning in, and until next week, I want you to have a blessed day. The next time I speak to you, I'll be a year older. Thank you for calling in, and I'll talk to you soon.